just talked to Aunt Elvira. She's flying in from Salem for the Halloween holiday.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, isn't it? It's always such fun to go to the airport and meet her broom.
Everybody, this is Warren Thurston. Warren, this is my family.
Morning.
Hello, Warren.
Hello.
Well, look at that. Spot's saying hello, too.
Warren's father works in the movies.
Talkies?
Wait, you see, my father, he just manages a theater here. I'm just visiting for a few weeks.
Oh, well, then you'll be here for Halloween. You must come and celebrate it with us.
Oh, you really must. It's the most festive time of the year. The whole family gathers together, and we decorate the entire house with poison ivy and sumac.
And this year it is a full moon.
And at midnight we play games.
We put on masks and we scare people.
And we play pin the tail on the werewolf.
Yeah, my favorite is bobbing for shrunken heads.
You see, we're really an old-fashioned family, Warren.
Exactly. Just your typical, average, old-fashioned family. We believe in setting a good example for the kids.
When you are walking the street at night, and behind you there's no one in view, but you hear mysterious feet at night, then the monsters are following you. If you should meet this strange family, just forget what some people have said. The monsters may shake your hand clammily, but they're not necessarily dead. Behind their house you mustn't be afraid to see a figure digging with a spade. Perhaps someone didn't quite make the grade with the monsters, with the monsters. If when you're sleeping you dream a lot, ghoulish nightmares parade through your head, and then you wake up and scream a lot, oh, the monsters are under your bed. At midnight a creature should prowl about, and if vampires and vultures swoop down, werewolves and fiends shriek and howl about, why the monsters are out on the town. One night I dare peek through their window screen, my hair turned white at such a crazy scene. Because every evening is Halloween at the monsters.